Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Show Pony out. Frog Boy, Vlad, Leroy, soon to be Figgy, in.
Let's go. Irving Richie said Leroy got a riot shield to light fireworks.
Gotta stay safe. All these headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Marlins sweep Giants. Diamondbacks tonight, 9:40. Heat, undrafted free agents signed. Big name, Vladislav Golden. Big body, 7 feet, 250 pounds. Big. We actually haven't talked about this. Justin Tucker suspended 10 games for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy, as you know.
Caveat.
Ooh.
Caveat.
What's the caveat?
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
He can serve his 10-game suspension even though he's not under contract.
Okay.
Which is weird, because in the Deshaun Watson situation, he had to sign and then serve his 10 games. So I don't understand why he gets...
why he gets special treatment.
Yeah, how are you serving a 10-game suspension when you're not even on a team?
Well, you can't sign to a team for 10 games, I guess.
So it doesn't...
No,
he can sign with a team and then can't play for 10 games.
Oh, okay.
Right. He don't get paid or nothing.
But that's
my point.
So you're saying the minute the season starts in Philadelphia, that's when he's beginning his suspension?
Correct.
But he's not even – that's never happened in any time in sports at a team.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's weird, right?
It says the –
privileges.
Yeah, I guess you're right. The suspension takes effect on August 26th. Roster
right,
cut
it don't
down
matter that whether he's on a team or not.
Right, that August 26th is probably the last day.
That's the roster cut down.
Right. So,
and then Tucker is eligible for reinstatement on November 11th.
So even if he was on a team and he got cut, right?
Wow.
He still
his
would
suspension
be,
still.
Yeah, that's nastiness.
Tucker remains free to try out with and sign with the team. If he is signed, he can attend training camp and participate in preseason games.
That's nasty
work. The 35-year-old became a free agent after the Ravens released him last month in the aftermath of reports that he was accused of inappropriate sexual behavior by massage therapists.
Do we need to have a bigger conversation about that?
So far, like, it seems to be...
When I heard it, I thought it sounded weird. But now that we're talking out loud, it sounds like, as Vlad would say, that's nasty work.
Yeah, why does he get treated differently?
I don't know.
A kicker!
Yeah.
And from what I heard, he was doing some nasty things.
Yes.
In upscale, upscale, which was crazy because I never really figured Baltimore has any place upscale. No disrespect, but I just, you know, it's Baltimore.
So, but isn't that a little?
Oh, it's definitely weird, bro. It's definitely weird.
Right. Okay.
It's absolutely weird because the way
because here's the deal. If that were the case, why would the Browns sign Deshaun Watson before those 10 games?
Right, they would have just waited afterwards.
Correct.
Well,
along with a whole bunch of other teams.
And he wouldn't have to do all this craziness where he had to sign a deal for 1 year. And
think
then,
about this.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson wouldn't have got $230 guaranteed. Because if a team were to sign him, they would have some leverage in that, yo, you spend for the first 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
And
they would have done that crazy deal that Cleveland did where they signed him. It was a 1 year deal for $1 million. Yeah, so that nobody can touch his money.
Yeah, but it's still there was no. So when Deshaun was getting ready to leave Cleveland would not had an incentive to sign him to that guaranteed contract if you knew beforehand he wasn't going to play for 10 games. Keep in mind, they signed him and then he got suspended.
Well, not sure if you guys were aware, but 20th pick for the Miami Heat in the first round.
KJ?
Kasperis Jakučionis.
Jakučionis.
I was there close, though. That was kind of close.
It was better than last. It was better than yesterday. I give you
Kasperis
Jakučionis.
Jonas. I'm getting better. Anyway, he is having his introductory press conference at the moment.
Right now?
Started at 12 o'clock.
You think Tobin left the wife and said, honey, I got to go.
I got to cut some sound.
I got to talk to KJ.
They went to dinner yesterday, so, you know.
With KJ? Oh, my.
They did not. But I'm assuming he's kind of
He's 19 and he's 6. So, Vlad, here's what's crazy about signing a guy that young. He might be 6'10 when it's all said and done. 6'8, 6'9.
True. Still growing.
What are you talking about?
Right.
He might be 6'11. Jason Tatum was growing.
Yeah.
He was still growing, which shocked me because I thought it was a certain age you just stopped growing. But no.
Yeah,
20
something. No, 20 something for men.
Not me. I'm still going.
So he could be 6'9, 6'8, 6'9, and he's going to fill out.
I'm going to be 8'4 by the time I die.
Wait, what?
8'4".
No, we're talking about height, not around.
Not your head.
Size 84. Yeah. As expected, no comment from Pat Riley or Eric Spoelstra on Kasperis Jakučionis.
I wonder if they're going to ask him, Pat, what are your thoughts about the rumors of the you guys trying to trade Andrew Wiggins to the Lakers for Dalton Connect?
Is that your Ira Winderman impression? It sounded good.
Hey, I mean, we got, man. We just call it the Ghost Squad.
Yeah.
Ghost Squad.
Wide out. This is Kasperis Jakučionis. I feel like it's getting better. On Heat Culture. It's winning culture all the time, doing everything possible to win. He also says that he will bypass playing in Eurobasket, which will feature the Heat's Nikola Jovic and Pelle Larsson later this summer.
Damn, Miami's really turned into a European team.
I mean, the league is. I mean, look at the last couple MVPs. You want to still look at
SGA,
Kentucky?
That's not European.
All right, fine.
Yeah, Canada be weird. Like, Canada, sometimes they want to be. Fine. Canada, are you really international?
Joker.
You can't be international. You're part of North America. You're part of the America. No, you're not international. Get out of here, Canada.
Joker, Giannis.
Okay, there, we give you that.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
It's been Joker, Giannis, and SGA.
Come on, man. If you're a car ride away from entering America, you're not international.
Car ride.
Yeah.
Hey, that's fair.
They've been trying to pump up Tatum, but
I don't know.
He got a year out.
He ain't got it.
I don't know, bro. It's hard to – you know what I hate? You know, this is what I hate about basketball in the sense of trying to – that face of the league talk. Remember when Mike finally retired?
Yep.
Yeah.
They tried to throw it on Grant Hill. They tried to throw it on Penny. And it was like, all right, these guys are good. It took a long time till Shaq won a title and then Shaq and Kobe in the Los Angeles. That was the dynamic. It's not like, boom, somebody retires and you're immediately going to find somebody who's going to captivate the audience.
Instead of giving somebody that title – you just need to let that title
happen,
kind of show itself. Right?
Patrick Mahomes, it just happened that he was going to be the next face of Brady. Nobody knew.
Same thing as Brady.
Right. Like, it just happened. They got to win. Obviously, consistency and winning and coming up big in those moments play a big major part in being the face of the league. But just allow it to happen, bro. So it's going to happen.
A lot of action in the NBA over the past couple days, over the past couple weeks. And it is list season.
List? You love list.
Yeah, I do. I do, actually. And we are going to return with NBA draft and other trades around that time. They've all been graded by Bleacher Report. We're going to read and react to the list to determine, did we know these players even got traded? That and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome on into the Tobin and Leroy Show. Fun show thus far, but much more fun on the horizon. We got Radio Taboo coming back next hour. Next segment, we're going to be playing What the Kids Say, another episode of that. Leroy, you've been practicing your terms? You've been rage baiting?
No, why?
You've been crashing out?
Goonie?
Why? Yeah, please.
You don't want to be a goonie.
I don't want to be that. Did you walk by? You got to walk by Fonz one day. He'll just be like, yo, clip that, chat. And then he'll be like, what did you just say? Great. Yo, Fonz, you're aura farming over there, bro. Chill out. So, yeah, a lot more fun left on the show.
Hey,
yeah.
You know what's funny?
What?
Because I don't know if you guys realize it. Fonz is like an 80-year-old man.
He's old school.
So if I were to say that to him.
Yeah. He wouldn't know what the hell you're talking about either.
No, he would know.
Yeah.
But he would look over at me and say, trying too hard.
Trying okay. Too hard. Now he's judging you.
Right. So it would backfire.
Yeah.
So I don't even do that.
You know what?
Yep.
I got to give Shams Charania was the MVP of the 24-25 NBA season.
Really? Yeah. Why is that?
Because every story he put out, he was right. And people try to diss him and say he wasn't right in some
True.
Of the stories, and
including
he was.
Including Jimmy's agent.
You know, and he was replacing a legend in Woj. Man. So
yeah.
To replace a legend in every story you came out, it's been legit. First yep. guy to tell us about the Luka AD, Shams Charania was the MVP of the 24-25 NBA season.
It's a hot take for me.
I know.
That.
It's just it's a Vlad
solid,
take.
Though.
It's a solid Vlad take.
I'll take that. We got some grades for you. It is grading time. And also, when I read this, it kind of made me feel like an episode of Where They Do That At. Because I was like, that person got traded? So let's start with the Brooklyn Nets.
Brooklyn. Nah,
actually, who cares about those guys? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the Boston Nets? Celtics.
They traded.
They had a trade with.
They
the
dropped
Atlanta.
Damn near $300 million off of their debt.
Well, I mean, when you had $600 million, that's a dropping $300 million.
This was
a
3-3-man trade between, I believe, the Celtics, the Nets, and the Hawks. And
for Porzingis.
Porzingis is now a Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
George Niang
is a Celtic.
Now a Celtic, and Terrence Mann now a Net.
So, let me get this straight. Never mind.
Wait, what happened? Go ahead.
Because I don't want to.
Go ahead. You already did it. It's Friday.
I mean, every time George Niang get on the floor, he start breathing him. He ain't even did nothing yet.
See,
nobody talk about him need to be in shape.
He is in shape.
He is in shape. He's in Niang shape.
He's an oval.
So why can't Luka be in Luka shape?
Luka's in Luka shape now. He lost some weight. Have you seen him? He's slender.
Yeah, they sold that team. You know, you got to get in shape.
How old is he? 26? Who? 25, 26?
Luka? Yeah. Luka's 25. 26.
That's when I got my man body.
All right. Yeah.
That's when I started.
That's when the baby
right?
fat starts leaving.
Before that, if you look at pictures of me beforehand, I was in shape. But they go, man, he's big.
You guys
I weighed the same amount, but it's just your body.
You know where Kelly Olynyk plays?
Oh, yeah. He just got traded to not Toronto.
Nope.
No, he traded from Toronto.
No.
No, he was.
Yeah.
He was a Raptor, wasn't he?
Nope. He was a Wizard.
Oh no.
He was a Wizard.
He's a Wizard now? Was he a Pelican? I don't know.
Well, he's a Wizard now. Sorry, he was a Pelican. Correct.
See,
he was a Pelican.
Yeah. And now
I was shocked that you see some of these guys. Like, come on now. Hey. James, was it James Johnson? Still playing.
Still playing. Still getting ejected.
He was on Indiana's team.
You still need a goon.
Well.
NBA one.
Okay.
Okay.
Jordan Poole received.
Jordan Poole. Now, I know where Jordan Poole is because he's with Zion in New Orleans. That's going to be the greatest. That's going to be the greatest pick and roll to the strip club duo I've ever seen in my life.
That's going to be the greatest after party.
Let me tell you this. When they go to cities like Miami.
Yeah.
New York.
Yep.
Atlanta. Los Angeles. San Francisco. And Dallas.
Houston.
Houston. Those guys are going to combine for 65 points. But any of those other cities where there's no quote unquote, you know, entertainment, eye candy to look at.
Live entertainment.
They're going to be bums.
Kevin Durant obviously went to the Houston Rockets. Jalen Green.
So what grade did they give that?
They gave that one an A+, but they gave the Suns a C- for that because they lost Kevin Durant, but they received only Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, and the number 10 pick of the draft, as well as 5 second-round picks.
I think that's a good trade.
That's a good haul. You know, I think Jalen Green.
For what
is good.
You have to understand for what you were trying to do.
Yeah, and the number.
Keep in mind, and KD was on last year of his contract.
Right, but you got three players right now that you can play.
Play?
Yeah. Right. I don't think that's that bad. Yeah. But did he give the Atlanta, Boston, Brooklyn trade?
They gave Atlanta an A for picking up Porzingis. They gave the Hawks, I'm sorry, they gave the Celtics a C for picking up Niang, and they gave the Nets a B for picking up Terrence Mann.
Let me explain something to you. The Celtics got a C because, first of all, Niang, he could give Tyrone Armstead a run for his money.
Jeez.
Wait. You haven't seen Teron lately? That boy's slimming.
Slim.
Dude, doing NFL Network? That boy's slim.
Yeah, but
I,
that,
I don't like this
like
graphic.
He was 300. Niang ain't 300.
That's a mean graphic. Is this not a mean graphic?
What, fired?
Yeah, just, I mean, just like geez, the stamp of fired over this
gosh,
guy.
Gosh, man. Not even the president did that on his reality show. Jeez.
Mean graphic. For the Anthony Simons trade for Drew Holiday,
they gave
the Celtics an A for getting Anthony Simons as well as 2 second-round picks, and they gave Portland a B for getting Drew Holiday.
Well, because here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing in all these moves was the Celtics going from a $540 million bill to a $280 million while still getting something in return. So that's what everybody's looking at. Now, I bet you this, if they trade Jaylen Brown, that grade, wherever they trade him, is going to be like a C or D. Because then it's going to look like rebuild.
Oh, it is rebuild.
Would you take Jaylen Brown as a...
No, we got one of them.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not really tripping about getting Jaylen Brown.
And he just struggled most of the year with a knee injury. I don't want that smoke.
It's fair. Mm. Well,
he played through that.
He did play through
it.
Yeah. He played very good.
We don't know what kind of surgery he had either.
No, we don't. But who cares? He's not going to be one of the members in the
league. You know you're not going to find a player without some type of flaw or injury or concern anymore.
Yeah, but there's certain things that don't, like a big and a foot, right? When you have guys that we don't know what their knee injury is, could it be like just cartilage damage or could it be bone on bone? We don't know. So that's why I'm just saying without having the whole story, I'm a pass because let's look at what the Heat issues have been the last few years. It's been injuries. So even though I may like a player, I'm going to be a little hesitant to sign a player that is injured. I just am, simply because of the situation that the Heat have been in.
Well, it is that time in the program where we sharpen up our vocabulary and we learn what the kids say. Hope you guys have been practicing your terms and not out here rage baiting with everybody. Let's learn much more ridiculous terms when we come.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm back. Why this is a perfect song for this segment?
What's because that? I don't care what people say.
Correct. Also, I don't know what he says in the beginning. So me go, so them. I don't know what that means.
So me go, so then.
Ah, what's that?
So me go, so then.
Yeah, nah, that's not what I've been saying. Yeah.
What have you
been saying? I've just been kind of putting sounds together. I don't think what I'm saying is even. But first of all, let me say, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
What's going on, JFIC?
How art thou?
It's been a morning, guys, but I'm here. I'm doing well. How are you?
It's afternoon, but it's okay.
Well, like I said, it's been a morning.
Yeah, it's been a morning. Okay. That is a fact. And you know what? I think there's going to be a night, too. Got a hunch.
I think it's going to be an afternoon.
Yeah. And an evening.
What there won't be is a Leroy sitting down in his seat.
Where'd Leroy go?
I don't know. He doesn't want to play the game. That's fair. I can't blame him.
He's probably talking to Fawn, trying to cheat.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there he is. Nah, he probably had to get some food or drinks.
It's about that time.
Fawn's trying not to be obvious.
So it's understandable. I want to send a quick shout out to our boy Show Pony himself. Tobes was kind enough to listen in on the introductory press conference.
But I tell you, he left his wife to go to the introductory conference.
You know what?
He might be, to be honest with him, he might be floating in Peanut Island.
No, he cut up the sound.
To it.
He cut up the sound.
He cut up the sound and sent it over to us, so we'll be hearing
that's what I'm saying. Like, literally, I'm looking over and I get an email. I'm like, oh my God, Tobin cut up the sound. I'm like, did Tobin go?
It was streaming live on YouTube.
So okay, probably, so maybe
he probably
that.
Did it from a remote location. But he's still working, though. Still working.
Always working.
So we'll be hearing from the rookie next hour. In the meantime, we'll find a way to communicate with the rookie, who is a part of this generation, with a bunch of weird and wacky words. It's time to play What the Kids Say.
Hey, Jennifer, why you dressed like a ninja?
Okay. I mean, we're all doing the black shirt thing, it seems.
Oh, we are. I didn't even know. I can't answer those questions.
Oh.
I'm a ninja.
Because she's a ninja. That makes sense. She would
How
break
would
her
say ninja in Spanish.
Her ancient code.
Ninja. No.
I'm sorry. What?
What
was going on here?
I didn't say that. I said ha.
Heard. Ha. All right. All right.
Don't come at me. Do not come at me. Even Leroy knows what I said.
Just want to confirm.
Hey.
Don't put that on me.
I got to tell
put
you.
That on me.
Yes.
We put each other in more situations than we really need to be.
It's all Leroy's fault.
It is Leroy's fault.
Hey, is all the blue gone?
No. I can't tell. Not all. No? But it's gray.
It looks like a grayish blue. Like it matches your shirt very well today.
It doesn't look like Smurf blue like it did the 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
you look like that pit bull that like people try to sell you for extra money because they're like, it's a blue pit bull. And I'm like, that's gray. It kind of looks like that.
The blue nose.
It looks like that. I'm like, that's totally gray.
It's a blue nose.
All right, you guys ready for the first term? You may have heard this before. Owes me nothing.
Owes me nothing?
Owes me nothing. Leroy, what do you think someone, when someone says, I went to Half Moon Empanadas today, and you know what? They owe me nothing.
Because they did a great job.
Indeed.
I'm assuming that's what it is.
Food was great.
Absolutely. That is correct. So,
you don't have to go Karen up in there?
Correct. You go on a vacation, you leave there, you say, I had a great time. Jamaica owes me nothing.
Oh, well, I it's been a while since I said that, but I have said that at North South Grill.
North South Grill.
Them burgers are on fire.
Yeah. I've said that at the Cheetahs.
Owes me nothing.
Owes me nothing. I owe them.
That's fair.
Don't worry. Everybody getting compensated for their work in there.
Very true.
Well compensated.
What about I got a couple other softballs for you guys. Pause. belt to ass. Belt to ass.
Who's this to?
Somebody about to get a butt whooping.
Figgy. If someone says yesterday the Rockets played the Hornets and it was belt to ass.
Or J Fig, you were playing with a bird and you put belt to ass.
Belt to ass.
Or belt to feathers.
Listen,
we just
trying to whoop them.
Yes. Whoop that booty.
Whoop that bird.
Yeah. So that is definitely becoming more popularized.
I take more literal term to that because I was in I grew up in the age where your parents could beat your ass and nobody would call the cops on them.
Yeah,
we grew up in an age where not only your parents could beat the ass, your neighbor could beat your ass.
Oh, yeah, your neighbors. Your teacher. And then you would get a double one because your parents would come home and say, you embarrassed me in front of these neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Also, nuns.
Something
teachers.
Kids need. Yeah.
Wait, so it's what to? What?
Belt to ass. That means getting spanked, whooping.
Yep.
Now, here's another one. These
tell
are
them to stop trying to get on our words and trying to make them cooler.
Right.
Then it stop.
This one is the last of the easy ones. Beige flag. Vlad, do you know what a beige
flag?
A beige
flag. Wait. I feel like I know this because I've seen a video.
What's a beige flag?
What is it, the light-skinned people trying to put down their flag?
Huh? No, so it's not like a green flag, but it's not a red flag. It's kind of like the gray area where, you know, you can kind of tolerate it.
So
kind of let it pass.
Beige flag is
gray area. Says you waving a beige flag, that means you're non-committal to either side.
Beige flag is behaviors or personality traits that are neither positive nor negative. Like, for example, if you know your partner for some reason,
so you're indifferent.
Yeah, it's just like it's not bad. It's just like a so thing I got it.
So instead of just saying indifferent. Beige flag?
That's a beige flag. But because it has to be something
like
that
I said,
you do.
Just say indifferent.
Like,
no need to mention flags.
Your beige flag, no, because this would be a red flag. I was going to say, if you ate
I don't like flags.
Cereal with a fork.
Except the stars and stripes.
If you ate
cereal with a fork.
Cereal with a fork.
Is that a beige flag or a red flag?
That's just plain weird. Okay?
So that's a red
You're
flag.
You're defeating the purpose.
Forget flags.
But is that a beige? Okay, so no more flags for Vlad. Vlad is done with the flags.
I'm done with the flags,
He's done
bro.
With the flags.
Just say you're indifferent.
If you have to explain to me what you mean by what you're saying.
I'm done with
your communication skills suck.
I'm done.
Then you're a red flag.
Right.
So... No beige flags.
No beige flags.
No.
All right, let's get into, this one's different. This one is different. Roman Empire.
Spell.
So it's kind of
exactly.
You look up to, right?
Exactly what happened.
You're making this like your whole world or something.
Scooby is my Roman
Empire.
That sounds like you make sense. Like, bro, you're tripping over her, bro. What is it? No, you're.
I also didn't understand that trend that was happening.
See, so this is a trend that she's mentioning from 2023. Now, what she said does not make. I mean, it makes sense, but it's not the answer.
So something you think about a lot. Yeah.
A random event, a person, or an incident. That fascinates or intrigues you to the point that one is frequently thinking about it.
So how do I use the term Roman Empire in this?
So
Scooby is my Roman Empire.
Now, it originated in 2023.
You might need to move that to a two-legged creature, Jennifer.
Jeez. After
where?
I know. I'm just saying. I'm not saying you got to do it now. I got to just do it now.
This started in 2023 after influencer Saskia Court encouraged her Instagram followers to ask their male partners how often they thought about the Roman Empire, to which many of them answered quite often. The term spread internationally involved to mean something that frequently occupies one's thoughts. It has also morphed into a joke about how often people think about or mention the Roman Empire. So if it's something that's randomly that you randomly think about, you know what I randomly think about often? You know what's my Roman Empire? Furbies. I think about Furbies more often than person.
Oh, yeah. You know what my Roman Empire is?
Vlad.
Uh-huh.
After the show,
uh-huh.
I'm going to give you a number. You need to go talk to somebody. That's what that Roman Empire getting you some help.
That's
look, it's just a random idea that comes to your brain. Apparently, that's your Roman Empire.
So wait, all right, you ever listen to lyrics of songs or raps, and then and then they say something, and then you question like, what the hell did that person mean
what
by
did
that?
Mean by that?
Like, is that a Roman Empire?
Yeah, I think so. Like, before we knew anything about Frank Ocean's orientation, he had a line in his song where he's like, you've been running through my mind, boy. And for like 2 years,
no,
I was like,
I get it. Like,
because in the rap game, you thinking about somebody want to beat somebody tail or something
listen,
like that.
The Notorious B.I.G. has a famous line that's very pause-worthy.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
He's talking about his girl.
And his girl's father.
And the girl looks so good.
That.
Yes. So, yeah. So, yes.
Sometimes you think about random lyrics. That's your Roman Empire.
That's my Roman. Okay, cool. All right. I get that.
You have any random thoughts sometimes?
I'm trying to think really hard of what
of what your Roman Empire?
Think of, but I feel like Vlad is onto something.
So random lyrics is the same thing for you?
So is my random empire the fact that Steph has been here all day? And
no, okay, I found out the answer to that. They're working on the air condition by his thing, so he has no home and he just chooses to bother
us. Oh, okay.
That's usually it. That's it this time. But Leroy, you got anything randomly that comes to your mind and you're just like, what about that? To me, I think if your Roman Empire has to be commercials.
You know what? You know what's funny about
car commercials?
Me? Not car commercials, not anything like that. But I think it's an athlete, right?
It's definitely a car commercial.
I don't think about random thoughts about the good things that I've done in football.
Oh, no.
So I always have random thoughts about the times I fumbled.
Oh, no. Your Roman Empire is your failures as a football player?
Oh, wait a minute.
That's so rough.
Yeah,
so,
no, see, but it's when you into it, when you've been into it, and like, yeah, man. So I'll be like thinking, I'll be watching a game. And I'll be like, 1995, I did the same thing.
So it's Kevin Durant. The Heat fan base, Roman Empire?
Roman Empire. Where you just constantly, you just
I would
about,
say, I would say LeBron
whale hunting in
might be league. Steph's.
Roman Empire?
Yeah.
Of life.
Having the best record ever in basketball.
And he
and
just,
losing.
Yep. That's his thing. How
being
often
down
3-1. Moment? Yeah, that's right.
Being up 3-1.
So is J.J. Barrett LeBron's Roman Empire?
No, because he doesn't acknowledge it. To him, that it was the AC.
Well, because he's won championships after that.
Wow. So Durant's a beige flag. He's a nappy flag.
What about this next one here? Moot. Anyone heard of
Wait,
Moot?
Spell it.
M-O-O-T.
Moot?
Yeah, like, hey, you.
Like
you,
a moot point?
No,
that would make too much sense. Leroy.
That would make too much sense. That's why I asked
this
to spell
crazy
it.
Slang. So it's M-O-O-T. For example, I would say that we probably, us four have moots. You know, us four, everyone in this building probably has some moots. But if you meet someone in the street, chances are you guys aren't going to have moots.
Anger?
Nope.
Wait.
Anyone want to guess?
Wait.
You say if you beat somebody in the street.
No. If you meet someone in the streets.
You're like, not going to have moots?
Everyone in this building has moots. We got moots together for sure. But if I see someone in the streets and I talk to them, chances are we don't have any moots.
So is a moot a friend?
Common?
A friend?
A reason they have a conversation?
A mutual follower. A mutual follower, a mutual friend.
So instead of saying mutual,
wait,
they call it moot?
You're making an assumption.
Yeah. Stop it. They just like
they just shorten the word mutual to moot?
Yeah, and they not only that, though, they respelled it. M-O-O-T.
Instead
minus
of,
one. Just, it,
we would have figured if you would have said like M-U-T.
Yeah.
Right?
But then people be like, oh, that's mud.
Minus one.
No, mud is M-U-T-T.
I'm not sure about that.
Wait, what did he say?
He said mutt is M-U-T-T.
Mutt is M-U-T-T.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. So why mutt wouldn't I say, M-O-T-T. If I say moot, that would be mutual. You're cutting it short.
Yeah.
Not like, M-O-O-T.
But again, though.
For the dummies out there.
The problem is, though, Leroy, again, that makes
somebody said moot says it's debatable.
Moot
means it's debatable.
Just moot is debatable?
Yeah.
I don't know. Wikipedia.
No, see, that's the original. Moot is the original. Moot point.
Oh, yeah, moot point. Yeah,
right,
exactly.
No.
See. No, again.
There's something different. That's what it means in real life.
Yeah, yes.
But in
a
this
moot
world
point
we
is
talk
a matter
about.
That's debatable, yes. But right. In this one, it's just mutuals. What about mod?
Wait. Yeah. And listen, And I have a problem with you assuming I have a lot of that going on in that building.
That's true. No, but like you. You're right. We know each other, so I felt like that was it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, but wait.
I mean, he got the point across.
We hang out more outside of the building.
Yes, yes, yes.
Leroy's face is like, yo, bro.
I got no
at you for a second, man.
I got no moves in there.
I'm only cool with you guys here. I'm not cool with everybody here. Don't be spreading that knowledge.
There's a couple of people I'm cool with, but then there's a lot of
lies. Or like this.
Yeah, there's a lot of fakers.
Yeah, don't be spreading these lies about me.
All right,
there's a lot of people in that building that only talk to me when we're at company events and there's people around.
Yep.
I ain't gonna mention no names. They know
and
who
they
are.
Here I am. I'm the one who asked if you landed safely.
Yes.
Safe.
Dude,
at the Christmas party. I was the only person swinging the golf club by myself.
Oh.
It was at Topgolf.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't go.
I didn't go.
All right, well, there you go.
Yeah,
you got
too many moots.
I went when we went to the Hard Rock.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was good. That was good.
Yeah.
Last one, Mog. You guys know
Mog?
M-O-G.
She's a Mog? Or he's a Mog? Is that how you use it?
Yeah, actually. Well, so it is to look significantly more attractive than someone or something, causing them to appear inferior in comparison.
Wait a minute. All right, so hold on.
Yeah.
I'm going to carefully navigate through this.
Yes.
Uh-oh, so wait. Yes. So
I'm ready.
Usually when somebody on this show says something like that,
it ain't
somebody
good.
Better have a finger
no.
on the dump button.
So is a Mog...
No, an insult's about to come out.
No. Yeah. Okay. Is a like a Mog like a friend?
Okay, I can tell
that
you where
is good
derives,
looking
though.
And has a friend that is not attractive.
Well,
and it's always hanging around with that friend because when they're right with that friend, they get all the compliments and looks and
you know what?
Oh, this every hot chick on. Hangs out with three uglies.
So this is what I was trying to say. See, Leroy, thank you for taking over. You know, taking over the navigation.
Hey,
I wanted to
you
say
know that. Wait, put it this way.
Wait, is there's, this like a movie? On
somebody
this?
In
it's
every group.
Else.
Somebody in every
Shallow
group
how.
Is a is a everybody in the group. Right, has an SGA, but somebody got to be a Hartenstein. Yeah.
Thank you. I was about to.
Somebody got to be a Hartenstein.
But Hartenstein still can get bodies. Like I'm talking about, like a Mog is worse than a grenade to me.
Right.
Mog is derived from AMOG or alpha male of the group. So if we were to look at, for example.
I agree with Jerry. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Okay,
oh, whatever.
If you're pretty on the outside but not on the inside, no.
Yeah, go
all right. But what about the?
I do not hang out with you.
But what if you're pretty on the inside but not on the outside?
Go get some corrective eye surgery so
that's
everybody
fine.
Can see.
I don't care if you're ugly on the outside. It's what matters on the inside.
That's beautiful.
The beauty goes away after. Okay.
There's a chance.
Wait, it all matters. That's lies.
It's a chance for us all, guys.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie.
We can all find love.
I cannot fake being. Around you,
yeah.
If you're just pretty, because then I can't talk to you.
Yeah, it's my curse. It is my curse. Sometimes people are just caught up in my beauty, and I'm just like, guys.
Unless you're a gut rearranger,
there's a brain. There's a brain behind here.
Vladimir.
When we come back,
it's what matters in the inside.
Now.
Final hour of the show. Final hour of the week. Tobin and Leroy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.